Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, let's talk to Jim Dahlke now on the Wintrust Business Lunch. The national editor at American Inno, ChicagoInno.com is the website for Jim and Company. Hey, Jim, welcome back. How have you been?
Hey, John. Good. Thanks for having me.
I wonder what the tech community, the angel investors and all, think of this transition. I know that's not something that you and I talked about on the radio, but just as I segue to you, I wonder what the sector you cover thinks about this transition time.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it depends on who you ask. And, you know, the relationship between the startup and tech community and the mayor, I mean, it's been a close relationship over the last couple of cycles, right? Mayor Emanuel was a very big proponent of Chicago's tech ecosystem. He was regularly showing up to startup events around town, to ribbon cuttings for new tech offices, a very big tech cheerleader for what was going on in the startup ecosystem. Mayor Lightfoot was also, front and center at a lot of big tech events, especially the ones that World Business Chicago was a part of in terms of boosting the local startup ecosystem. And I think that those relationships were largely, very good ones. We'll see. I think the verdict is still out a little bit. I think that there are some people in the business community who are a little worried about the new mayor, and then there are some who are really excited about his ability to come in and bring in a fresh voice and especially amplify the entrepreneurship that's happening, on the South and West sides, and, providing more resources to founders of color. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. So time will tell, but it's definitely a very interesting relationship between the mayor and the startup community.
Writers Guild of America is on strike, right? And there is a piece on your website about AI and Hollywood. What's the connection here?
Yeah, so, we really took a look at looking at artificial intelligence and how it plays a role specifically in the writer strike. And, the writers kind of in their negotiation and in their demands laid out some pretty specific instances what they're looking to do in terms of regulating AI. So, the writers have said, hey, we don't, AI cannot write or rewrite literary material. AI cannot be used as source material. And AI can't, work to train artificial intelligence algorithms. And so, really what they're doing is laying out some pretty specific groundwork here for the future of AI and how it's used in Hollywood screen making. The AI models right now are certainly not good enough to replace a human at the current moment. But hey, that's not to say that couldn't happen in the future, and maybe not even that far into the future. So the Guild is really kind of coming to the table here and saying, well, we want to make sure that, AI is not going to replace humans and that, we're not going to lose jobs to the robots that are making these screenplays. And so, we're still obviously in the middle of the strike. Things have not been resolved. The producers have not agreed to those terms, especially on the AI side. So more will have to come as the both sides get to the negotiation table.
I do think the writers should share in revenue from streaming services and platforms, which I don't think was originally part. I don't think they anticipated the boom of Netflix and everything else since then. If something they write makes a ton of money for Netflix, and we never know how much money Netflix is making or how many subscribers they have, etc. But I do think they should be tapped in on that, don't you? Or, I don't know. Do you have an opinion about that,
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah, no, I think that's, the streaming piece of this is certainly a big element of what they're fighting for. And certainly, right, those shows don't get made without their writers. And I think that, what we're seeing right now is that, the writers are really obviously an important piece of the whole production process, and they want to have some skin in the game in terms of the backside. So, certainly, and there's obviously a very big tech element to that, too. But, when it comes to AI, there's lots of film happening in Chicago, right? There's all the Chicago program, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, in terms of the writer's strike specifically, those shows are pretty much all wrapped, actually. So there's not going to be a ton of immediate impact in Chicago's film scene. But hey, if this lasts throughout the summer and goes on for the next few months, there's certainly going to be an impact on Chicago's film scene.
Appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thanks, Sean.
Jim Dahlke is the national editor at American Inno. You can tap in chicagoinno.com and find out more. More business news now on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. CME Group says it's prepared to leave Chicago if the city and state impose additional taxes on financial transactions. CME CEO made the comment in a podcast interview, saying the Chicago Exchange could easily break its lease and move. Brandon Johnson has said the city might consider new taxes to boost the city's revenue. Other investment firms have also voiced opposition. A new tax on financial transactions would have to be approved by the General Assembly. Just days after the company warned investors it may not be able to continue as a going concern, Groupon has terminated the lease for its River North headquarters. The online deals company is running out of cash, and Crain's reports it executed an option to terminate the lease at 600 West Chicago as of January 2024. The lease on the former Montgomery Ward building was set to expire in January of 2026. Groupon had to pay a nearly $10 million termination fee. The company says Chicago remains its headquarters, but hybrid work has reduced the need for space. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And the business of food. Here's Steve Alexander.
Thank you, and imagine, if you will, 4.5 acres of candy and snacks. I'll tell you where after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us today. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, 4.5 acres of candy and snacks?
You are correct.
That's what's coming next week to McCormick Place.
We will see more than 800 exhibitors and more than 17,000 attendees.
Which means good luck getting a hotel room downtown the next couple of weeks because of two big shows back-to-back. The National Restaurant Association show this weekend at McCormick Place with 60,000 attendees. And then the 22nd through the 25th, people from all over the world are coming to Chicago to see the latest in sweets and snacks.
The can't-miss event for confectionery and snack retailers, manufacturers, and suppliers, because that's where everyone's coming together to network with each other and get to connect with other people in the industry. And then, of course, check out all of the new and exciting innovation in both industries.
Carly Childhouse of the Sweets and Snacks Expo says the show started out in 1997 at Navy Pier as the All Candy Expo. Then it outgrew that space and moved to McCormick Place in 2001. It kept growing and expanding there, and in 2010 changed the name to Sweets and Snacks Expo. And no, you probably can't go.
The show is not open to the public. It is just for the industry. But rest assured that everybody who's at the show is working hard to make sure that these products make it to shelves for consumers.
But if you are among the lucky 17,000, you'll be able to see some of the old and some of the brand new.
There are classic favorites available on the floor, as well as new and innovative treats, some of which haven't even made it to market yet.
Man, kind of like the dog show last week, there is judging for the best in show.
Some of last year's award winners include Carrot Bacon, Oat Milk Chocolate Bars, Nerds Gummy Clusters, and much more.
Yeah, one of the much more that was a new product winner last year and is now on store shelves was a blend of sweets and snacks, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with rippled potato chips thrown into the mix. And speaking of chocolate, on the food calendar today, it's National Chocolate Chip Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the business of food on 720 WGN.
You may have heard of them before. Their first brick-and-mortar location in Illinois is coming to Chicago, opens later this week. It'll be out at Woodfield Mall. Kelly, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great today, John. How you doing? Diamonds Direct is very excited to be opened. Newly opened in Schaumburg, and thanks for having me on today.
How is it that you all picked Chicago or finally picked Chicago?
Well, I mean, it's like, who doesn't want to be in Chicagoland? It's one of the greatest markets in America, for sure. And we actually have had a store for years and years in Indianapolis, so as a matter of fact, had customers driving from Chicago to Indianapolis saying to us, why don't you have a store in Chicago? So we knew it was time for sure.
Tell me a little bit about the diamonds you sell. Are these natural diamonds or are these man-made diamonds, lab-grown diamonds?
So, John, we carry both. We have our diamond sourcing offices in Tel Aviv, Israel. And we buy directly from the source, hence the name Diamonds Direct in our name. And certainly when you come in our showrooms, you will see one of the largest, you'll see the largest natural diamond selection in Chicago. But we also carry lab-grown diamonds as well. So we have both available for our guests to see, and we can educate them on the differences between the two so they can decide what's best for them.
Would I recognize the difference?
You know, to the untrained eye, it's hard to see the difference. There are little differences in how they sparkle. It is hard to see the difference for sure. So it just depends. Sometimes we'll have someone look at, a lab-grown diamond, and they're like, this is not for me. It doesn't look like a natural to them, and they'll go with the natural selection. That happens more often than not, but other times people look at the lab-grown diamond, and they're like, I love it. It looks just like a diamond, and it fits their needs. So I think it just sort of depends on the eye of the beholder.
What's the split these days? What percentage of which do you sell?
You know, Diamonds Direct has only been carrying lab-grown diamonds for a short time, so I don't know the exact percentages, but I can tell you that we predominantly sell natural diamonds, although I can tell you that, you know, lab-grown diamonds are definitely becoming a more important part of our business.
Why is that?
Well, I think there's a huge buzz out there, you know, in the last couple years with the technology to be able to mass-produce lab-grown diamonds, and it's all over social media. Everywhere you go, you hear of it. So people are interested. They're interested to come in and take a look and see the lab-grown diamonds for themselves.
What's the sweet spot? Is it 1 carat? Is it a certain color, a certain grade? What do most people want when they walk in the door?
It's all over the map, John, honestly. People will come in and, you know, we have diamonds that are in every shade of white. So from the very white to near colorless, same with clarities. And, you know, again, it just depends. There really isn't a sweet spot. We have something for everybody, and we'll show them the differences, John, so they can see for themselves and choose what they like.
So your grand opening is May 18th and May 19th at the Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. DiamondsDirect.com is the website. Of course, they're out on Golf Road, Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. Did I see some sort of special pricing for the grand opening?
Absolutely. And if anybody listening to this, come to Schaumburg, see our store, see our beautiful showroom. Definitely special pricing on those days with a very large showroom loaded with diamonds, diamond engagement rings, fashion jewelry, all the beautiful things. So come see us during those days. Also, may I add that we're going to be doing this in partnership with Gigi's Playhouse.
Nice. So that's May 18th and May 19th, the grand opening celebration at Woodfield Mall, 1701 East Golf Road, DiamondsDirect.com, the website, and a brick-and-mortar location in the Chicago area now. Good luck. We're glad you're here. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Kelly Flaherty is the vice president in Chicago, DiamondsDirect.com.